She wrapped the cloth rapidly round her like a coiling snake round a hapless victim, letting it reach down to her ankle, and tied it furiously at the waist, cursing. Then she pulled the matching kaba blouse over her head with a rage that left an inch seam undone in the armpit. She did not even notice it. And finally, she tied in place on her head the scarf, dark green, and grabbing her old black leather bag, stormed out of the room without a word to or a glance at the old lady seated on a low stool in the corner, her mother. "Keswa, are you..." "Shut up," she cut short her mother, and was gone from the house the next moment. Midday. And don't mind, your wife chop bar was filled to capacity. The enormous frame of its proprietor's Ma Biggie was slammed on a large wooden stool behind a huge aluminium pot simmering on low heat. The victims for the day, who are the river crabs who hours before were crawling unsuspecting in their wet wooden barrel abode, the beef from the cow who just the previous day was mooing pleasurably and warming to the advances of the huge brown and white bull, and the smoked fish who should thank their stars they entered Ma Biggie's clay oven already dead. All these were swimming appetizingly in her glorious granite soup.